So I would love an answer to the question, who pays my medical bills if I am injured in a slip and fall?
Sure, that's a great question. It comes up all the time. There's a couple different things to know about when you are injured on somebody else's property. Sometimes people will have insurance on their property that includes MedPay coverage. And what that means, usually they'll have $5,000 or $10,000 in MedPay coverage. And what that means is that if you get hurt, have a slip and fall at a store or at the mall or at an office building, and if they have MedPay coverage, that means that they will pay some of your medical bills regardless of whether it's their fault or not. No matter how you got hurt, no matter why you got hurt, MedPay coverage will pay some of your medical bills. But in terms of making a claim for pain and suffering and for your injuries, just because you get hurt or slip and fall or trip and fall on somebody's property doesn't mean it's their fault or doesn't mean that it's their responsibility. You have to prove that they were in some way negligent. Let me give you an example. You're walking down the aisle in a Walmart and you're not paying attention, but 20 seconds before you walked by, there's another customer who had a soda and they spilled it on the floor. And then 20 seconds later, you come and you walk on that soda and you slip and you fall and you get injured. Well, in that case, it's most likely that Walmart would not be responsible because they didn't cause the condition and they didn't have any opportunity to clean it up. On the other hand, if the spill of the liquid had happened minutes before or had been there for a significant amount of time, you might see dirt tracks on it where other people stepped on it, or you might see shopping cart tracks having rolled through it, or it may otherwise be obvious that it has been there for a significant amount of time, then that means that Walmart would have had the chance to clean it up and would have had the chance to prevent you from slipping and falling. And therefore, you would have a legitimate claim. There are also cases where there are that I've had where there are substances on the floor that might have been created by the store's own employees. And obviously, if an employee is going through with some liquid or some sort of substance and he or she drops it on the floor, it doesn't matter how long it's there. If you trip and fall or slip and fall on it, then it's most likely going to be the store's responsibility. It's very, very important that you get an experienced personal injury attorney when you're injured on somebody else's property, because there are certain things that need to be done. There's an investigation that needs to be done. Photographs need to be gathered. Witnesses who might have seen what happened need to be talked to so that you can preserve your claim. A letter needs to be sent to the store for video. I'm sure most of you know that many stores have video cameras that look down the aisles or that cover a large portion of the store and that might show exactly what happened, exactly who spilled or dropped something onto the floor, and exactly how long it's been there. So it's very important that you ask the store to preserve any video that they have of the incident. So there are a lot of moving parts in a case where you're injured on somebody else's property, and I highly recommend that you contact an experienced personal injury attorney as soon as possible to discuss your claim.